It's Wednesday, the 10th of June, day 81. George Orwell's essay, Politics and the English Language, is one of my favourite pieces. It's about the connection between political ideologies and the debasement of language on which they depend. Political language, Orwell thought, was deliberately vague or meaningless because it was intended to hide the truth. It's designed, he famously said, to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable, and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. I really like Orwell's writings. As I sit here, I can see the four volumes of his letters, journalism and essays on the bookshelves in my study. Admittedly, he could be a bit po-faced sometimes. Evelyn Waugh, who absolutely loathed him, said that Orwell couldn't blow his nose without moralising about working conditions in the handkerchief industry. But he was right about important things far more often than most of his contemporaries. And he was exceedingly perceptive about totalitarianism, which is why he's still read today. That essay of his on politics and language is never far from my mind, because there come on things every day that bring it up. A while back, for example, my wife, who is a careful and observant person, pointed out that just because a grocery item comes wrapped in a clear, sealed plastic bag, that does not mean that the bag should automatically go in the recycle bin. So now I find myself always checking before disposal. And sure enough, at least 90% of what I hitherto assumed was recyclable isn't. So what does it say on this fraudulent packaging? Does it say, do not recycle? Of course not. What it says is not yet recycled. The online tech world is littered with this kind of evasive euphemism. Consider the ubiquitous verb share in social media and much application software. It doesn't mean share in any meaningful way, like sharing your sandwich with a friend. It actually means thoughtlessly forward this item of time-wasting crap to your friends, so that it notches up the engagement score on the algorithm that put the crap in front of you in the first place. And then there's the phrase, reach out. I get a dozen unsolicited emails a day from PR firms trying to get me interested in an exclusive meeting with the CEO of some pernicious startup who happens to be visiting the UK at the moment, and the PR flacks are trying to get a serious newspaper like The Observer to pay attention to the cretin. So they reach out to me as if I were a drowning man with a punctured life jacket, and they had arrived just in time to pull me out of the water. What they really mean is, this jerk is one of our clients and he wants to be interviewed by some high-profile dude so that he can maintain the illusion that he amounts to something. So for Christ's sake, can you give me a hand? There's a wonderful guy on the web called Hamish Thompson who runs an online tool called The Buzzsaw that strips the buzzwords out of press releases, speeches and blog posts. You paste a press release or speech into it, and the document is checked against a database of thousands of buzzwords and clichés. The document is then returned with all the matches struck through in red. Today, Mr. Thompson released this year's crop of prize-winning clichés, and I was delighted to find that reach out is among the winners. Another was the phrase, we remain cautious, which is a fixture inserted by lawyers in quarterly earnings reports when insolvency looms or prospects for the next quarter are really, truly dire. Another winner is a phrase that also drives me bananas, going forward, which is a bit like Boris Johnson's moving on. I long for the day, the buzzsaw judge observed, when someone writes, going backward. Me too.